ABC Radio Australia.
We begin with a senior Pacific academic who is warning that the US will lose its influence in the region if it goes ahead with a proposal to issue travel bans against 36 countries, some from the Pacific. Tonga, Vanuatu and Tuvalu were named in a leaked internal document published by the Washington Post newspaper. As Whenau Whanua reports, the concerns over a travel ban come as authorities crack down on anti-Trump protests across the United States.
The Trump administration is considering broadening its multi-country travel ban. Sources say Secretary of State Marco Rubio told diplomats in a memo that the countries listed were given 60 days to meet various benchmarks or get banned.
Reports that 36 countries are being reviewed for travel restrictions in the U.S. come as mass protests continue to grow across the country. Among the nations being considered are Vanuatu, Tonga, and Tuvalu. According to a memo leaked to the Washington Post newspaper, the countries listed failed to meet established requirements, such as having a competent central government, a failure to accept deported citizens, and having a high number of overstayers.
Today, there are millions and millions of these illegals who should not be in our country.
President Donald Trump said it was common sense restrictions that would protect Americans from dangerous foreign actors. For certain minorities in the U.S., however, such as the sizable Tongan diaspora, it's causing anxiety, especially when Trump's proposal includes ending birthright citizenships.
It's heartbreaking. I really think that's the only way you can put it.
Stephanie Mahina is an American of Tongan descent who works as a radio host for a local station in Salt Lake City, Utah. The state is known for its large Tongan diaspora, with the tight-knit community taking pride in its NFL players and high military enlistments. But Stephanie told ABC's Nija Daily that many are feeling alienated and are anxious.
You will be deported straight home with no accessibility back here. My partner, being of Tongan descent but living in New Zealand, he's afraid to travel here right now because he's scared he'll get stopped in the airport and deported back to Tonga and not to New Zealand.
That anxiety has been exacerbated following the death of a Samoan American man at an O'King's march in Salt Lake City over the weekend. Afa'alu was a bystander fatally wounded during a shooting between event security and a suspicious gunman. Stephanie says many islanders stayed away from the march out of fear they would be profiled by immigration officials.
I have talked to a lot of family members, like my own cousins that are here right now, and they're very much in fear for their lives. They're terrified that ISIL come knocking on their door. I know a lot of people are genuinely just terrified to go out into public spaces. A lot of the families that are protesting and the people that are at protests are not Tongans. They're not the ones that are saying no kings. They're not the ones that are even in a public eye because they're afraid.
In Tonga, there's disappointment in the U.S., a country long considered to be a big brother. Tonga's Prime Minister Isaka Eke only earlier this year expressed concern about Tonga's capacity to cope with larger numbers of deportees arriving from the U.S. Molokai Koloa Matangi, a professor at the Tonga National University, says Trump's new policies are undermining America's influence.
For Tonga, it'll make it more difficult, and I just think it is a discriminatory move. This is actually a disengagement.
Australia National University Professor Henrietta McNeil agrees. She says the reputation of the U.S. as a reliable partner is being tarnished.
We've definitely seen U.S. influence in the Pacific Islands decrease under the Trump administration with the lack of U.S. aid, with now these decisions around migration. I think that there is deep concerns about how the Pacific will view the U.S., which only really came back into the region in the last couple of years anyway, and really put a big effort into being part of the region and maintaining that influence. But I think it will look very short term now that U.S. influence is really waning. And I think that has significant implications for geopolitics.
The economic fallout of travel restrictions are also expected to be significant. The Tongan and Ni Vanuatu diaspora in the U.S. contributes heavily to tourism in their countries of heritage.
We know that remittance is a huge part, particularly of the Tongan and the Vanuatu economies. We know that often money travels back when people travel back and for important events to celebrate ceremonies. And so if people are unable to travel for those types of ceremonies, it may be less likely to come.
And that is Australian National University scholar Henrietta McNeil ending that package from Whenau Whanua.